Craig, are there any young guys that come to mind that really flashed in these last few weeks of bowl practice?
Well, there's always advantage in bowl practice because you get to work the young guys. LaShawn Daniels has really done a good job. Derek Willis is a guy that is, you know, we're redshirting, but he has had a really good, bowl preparation, and it's one of the advantages of going to a bowl game. You get those extra practices. So, and I'm sure there's others that I'm missing, but those are two guys that jump out at me.
When you look at LSU's defense, is there a team that you've gone up against this season that they remind you of?
They're very athletic. They remind me a little bit of Ohio State. Guys that are linear, that can really run. There's some veteran players. Loston, the safety, has played a bunch of snaps, and you can tell he kind of runs everything. But very athletic. Their down linemen are really solid players, chase the football. It'll be a real challenge.
What have you liked the most about the way your offense has developed during the course of the year?
Well, I think that, we started the year off, we wanted to play a little bit faster than we did last year. We've been able to do that. We're still not playing at the tempo that we would like to, but we're playing faster. I think we were able to make some explosive plays down the stretch. Tavon Smith's catch against Michigan comes out, it jumps out. We're running the ball well, we're protecting the quarterback. So, I think we've improved. We're not where we want to be, but I think we're improved. I think we're a pretty solid team right now.
I know you talked about their talent, but in terms of just the identity that they have as a defense, you think back to when you were at Texas, you went up against Les when he was at Oklahoma State. Do they have like a similar identity in terms of what they want to accomplish?
Yeah, John Chavis is their defense coordinator. He's a veteran guy. I've gone against him, in the past in the SEC when he was at Tennessee. Very sound. They're not a team that, plays a ton of things that you haven't seen or you would say is, weird. They play from a four-down front. They play under and over. Their third-down package is three-down. They put nickel and dime personnel in, guys that can run. So, they're not a huge team. I may have mentioned they're not a huge team that blitz. They only bring six or more guys 11% of the time. So they believe in what they're doing. That's what that tells me. And, knowing Coach Chavis for a long time, that's the way he plays. They're very sound in what they do. They try not to give up big plays.
With this being your first bowl game at Iowa, just how different is this experience for you preparing for this game?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. I think everybody, kind of does bowl practices in a similar way. You want to use it as a chance to continue to get better. You want to use it as a chance to really work the young guys, give them a jump start on spring ball when that happens. And you try not to, install the game plan too quickly so it doesn't get boring. Now, our normal down and distance is in right now with the players. Our third down stuff we'll work on today. But there'll still be some things that when we get to the site that we'll polish and touch up on.
You have a definite definition of what you want out of explosive plays. Mm-hmm. You guys were closer to that this year.
We were.
Especially in games where, in big games.
Yeah, we were much closer, especially in big games. And but it's just, it's something that we have to continue to work on and just be aware of.
Is that the hardest thing when you go from, and I might be using labels here, there was a vertical element, and then when you came in, there was more of a horizontal element. Yeah. Is that the hardest thing to kind of build, find the wide receivers to make the gap happen, or to put them in play?
Yeah, you want to be able to give the receivers a ball that they can use after the catch. And, you're going to get the vertical game typically out of play action and things like that where you can draw the defense forward and then have a chance to go vertical. At the same time, you got to be able to make explosive plays with the drop-back game. And a lot of times those comes when people are dispersed and you get the ball underneath and you get a catch-run situation.
Which player do you think benefits the most from this extra game practice?
Which player?
Yeah.
I don't know that there's one player. Jake Rudock, I think, has had a chance because, he's got both knees are a little banged up. So we've been able to kind of pick our spots with when we used him in team situations. He's practiced every time, but we haven't always put him in team situations, which allowed C.J. Beathard to get some work with the first group. So, I would say both those guys, we were able to do some things with them.
Great.